In this episode, I share 5 advanced tips and strategies to help take your Amazon business to the frickin' moon, man.
Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
We're podcasting today, yeah! Woo! Yeah, I guess I won't be trying out for The Voice anytime soon. I'll stick to podcasting. Having a great time today. Welcome, everybody. Wow, welcome to episode number 31 of the Private Labeler Show, where we're helping 1,000 awesome people start an online business in 2016. How the heck are you doing? Hope you're having a great day. It was another beautiful day outside today. Summer's here. It's, sunny and everybody's happy and, you know, just getting ready for the adventures this summer. So I'm pumped. I am absolutely pumped about this summer. It's going to be the best summer ever. And hope you're pumped as well. So in this episode, we're going to dive into some kind of cool tips and strategies that I picked up from the Seller Summit. So we're going to dive into that in just a minute or two. But before that, everybody, I just want to remind you that if you have not yet subscribed to the show, you need to do that. You need to go to privatelabelershow.com/SUB, type that in, and make sure you subscribe to the show. I'll notify you anytime I have a new podcast coming out or new content. So make sure you do that, please. And also, too, make sure you subscribe on iTunes if you're one of those Apple iTunes freaks. I know you guys are running around out there with your iTunes. So yeah, go to iTunes and type in Private Label Show or Private Labeler Show in the search and you should be able to find the podcast on there. Make sure you subscribe and also leave a sweet review. I would love you for that. And also, if you don't feel like doing that, just simply go to privatelabelershow.com/iTunes. Do it that way. It'll take you to the same page. So iTunes is one word. There's no hyphen there or slash or whatever. So make sure you take a moment out of your busy day and handle that business to subscribe because we need you to subscribe. All right. Well, also, too, speaking of podcasts, if you have a favorite podcast network and my podcast is not on there yet, just let me know. Somebody in the Facebook group the other day just said, hey, your podcast is not on Player FM. I would like to listen to your podcast on there. You know what? Matter of days, boom, it's there. So just let me know, and I will work to get it on your favorite podcast network if possible. So just shoot me a message, however you got to do it. I'd really appreciate it. Okay, guys, Amazon news. So I haven't shared any news in a little while. This is just something kind of cool and personal to me that I thought I would share because I'm super pumped about this. I recently just read that Amazon is kind of relaunching or revamping its Amazon Fresh grocery delivery service again in some more US cities and even in the UK. So I've talked a little bit about the grocery stuff in the past, but it looks like they're getting pretty serious about it again, expanding to 24-hour delivery on things like perishable food items or non-perishable food items, whatever you want to call them, dairy, meat, fish, etc. Like, they're going big with the grocery stuff and 24-hour delivery, so I am pumped about that. I know it's probably going to take them a while to really expand that type of service out everywhere, but I absolutely hate going to the grocery store. It's like the worst thing ever in my life, and as much as I hate it, you know, if there was an option that was Amazon-related, because I know Amazon could do it well, I'd be all over it, no matter what the cost. I would easily be all in on that, so just thought I'd mention that. And again, why do I tell you these things? Well, if you're ordering groceries through Amazon, you're probably buying all your other stuff through Amazon as well. And if you're a private label seller selling through FBA, that is great news for you. So the heck with all the people that say Amazon is saturated. I only see it as just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So you should be fortunate that you are jumping into Amazon right now because it's only going to get better, folks. Trust me on that. Don't believe the haters and the naysayers out there. So, jumping into it, I want to give you my thoughts on the Sellers Summit real quick that I recently attended in Miami, Florida. And it's an event that was put on by Steve Chu of MyWifeQuitHerJob.com. So Steve Chu is an e-commerce guy. He's got an e-commerce store. He sells on Amazon. He's got a blog. He's got a podcast. And he recently put on his first event ever and decided to kind of keep it small and intimate. There was about 125 of us there at this event. There's a lot of really great speakers, a lot of really great content that was shared, all things Amazon, all things e-commerce, kind of covered a wide variety of subjects, even stuff with Google and Facebook ads. So overall, I was extremely impressed by the event. I learned a lot. And ultimately, I met a lot of really great people there, a lot of great Amazon sellers, people with similar mindsets, entrepreneurship, the whole nine yards. So just wanted to say I had a great time there. For anybody that's listening that was there, and if I got to meet you, thank you so much for your time. I'm grateful to have met you along the way. You are awesome. So reason why I bring this up as well, I believe, although I don't think it's 1,000% certified yet, but they're going to be doing another event next year. So it seemed to go well enough that they started talking about another event in 2017. So for all of you that would possibly like to attend this event, just kind of stay tuned to this podcast. As I get more information or hear things, I'll certainly let you know. I know it's a whole year from now, so you got plenty of time on that. But I would highly encourage you to think about going to events like this. So whether they're events dealing with e-commerce or Amazon, I mean, there's a lot of them out there, but I would encourage you to get involved in events like this and just meet like-minded sellers, because not only can you learn a ton, but you can meet some really great people that you can network with and partner with. And, you know, again, just having that core of people in your life that are kind of on the same page as you, whether that be forming mastermind groups or whatever it may be. So big ups to the Seller Summit. Awesome time. Miami is great. And in this episode, I actually just wanted to share a couple of tips, so like five really cool tips that I learned from the event, or just things that I wanted to kind of pass along to you guys to help you with your Amazon businesses. So tip number one, numero uno, I learned that Amazon loves it when you update your listing every so often. So basically meaning, if you, let's say, change around a bullet point or update something in your description or your title or the back end or the price or what have you, or if there's activity on your page, so if people are leaving reviews and you're commenting on those reviews, all those things related to interaction and changes to your listing, Amazon loves that. So if you have a listing that's been kind of dormant, like you haven't touched it in 6 months or 8 months or something like that, and it's just kind of stale and sitting there, it starts to eventually lose favor with Amazon. But if you actually go in there and attempt to update it, make it better, just move something around, just basically do something, it'll trigger and let Amazon know, okay, this is an active listing, you're you know, trying to update it, make it fresh, so on and so forth. That's a really good thing. So I do talk a lot in some of the past podcast episodes about always improving your listings, always trying to improve your conversion rates, so on and so forth. But just make sure that every week or two that you are trying to improve those conversion rates by making small tweaks, like I said, to the title, to the bullets, to the description, to the keywords, just to something. And then when you have customers leaving reviews, that you have a process in place that, you know, you're commenting on those reviews, so on and so forth, because Amazon loves that. It's activity, it's interaction, and those are the type of listings that Amazon will give a little bit more favor to. So I don't know how much or what have you in all those different areas, but that was kind of mentioned, and I think that was really important. So that's tip number one, guys. Always make sure you are being active with all of your listings. So number two, dealing with your back-end search term fields. The tip is to make sure that the keywords that you're entering into those search term fields are actually relevant to your product. So if you have been selling on Amazon for a little while, and I've mentioned this before, the back-end search term fields have been expanded. You have 5 fields, 1,000 characters per line, 5,000 characters total of different search term keywords that you can enter in. And it's always advised that you try to fill up all those search terms to the best of your ability, because it's only going to help you with traffic and all that good stuff. But it can become kind of overwhelming to think of all these different search terms to fill up all these different fields. And what a lot of sellers might do is they might get carried away and they start typing in non-relevant search terms that over time, if you do that enough or you're typing in kind of the wrong stuff, Amazon may become a little confused on what you're actually selling, and that may cause problems down the road. So take a look at what keywords you're actually entering into those search term fields in the back end to make sure that they are strictly relevant to your product, okay? So you can stray a little bit, but I wouldn't recommend kind of going over the top and just going crazy with a bunch of weird, out-of-the-box, irrelevant search terms. So kind of just keep it in control and keep it in check. So I thought that was a really great tip to share, because I know there's a lot of people that I'm talking to right now that are just cramming these boxes just because they feel like they have to fill these fields up. And if you think you typed in all the relevant search terms possible and you still have room to spare, don't go over the edge. Please don't go over the edge, because it could have some consequences down the road as Amazon, again, may become a little confused. All right, so number three, dealing with super URLs. So if you've been lurking on the different forums or message boards or Facebook groups the past few months, you know that every time Amazon comes out with a terms of service change or whatever, people kind of freak out. And recently or the past few months, people have been debating whether or not to still use the super URL when doing a launch or a blast of your product to your reviewers. So basically the stance on it was this: if you don't want to use it, that's fine. It's kind of 50-50 out there. It does technically violate Amazon's terms of service, I guess. But again, a lot of people still do it without issue. But here's kind of a way that was explained that you could do this easily and not cause any issue for the people that are going to be reviewing your product and purchasing your product with the discount code or the coupon code. Let's say you want to target the words Gorilla Brush. That's what you're selling. And you're going to be launching a Gorilla Brush and you want to get ranked for the terms Gorilla Brush. So you have 100 codes ready to go and you want to just crush it targeting those keywords Gorilla Brush. Simply tell the people that are going to be purchasing your product with that coupon code to, in the search bar, type in the keywords Gorilla Brush, because that's what you're going to target. And then just simply have them type in your brand name. So if your brand name was Big Daddy Barbecue or whatever, type in Gorilla Brush Big Daddy Barbecue. So that way it makes it really easy for that purchaser or reviewer to find your product. There's no hassle to it. And you're still going to get ranked for those keywords. Amazon will register that purchase came from those keywords. And it's kind of like you win on both fronts there. So that was a tip that was explained to make things really easy for not only your purchasers and reviewers, but for you as well, just to simply get some traction on those specific keywords, kind of going around the super URL and just coming up with a quick and easy way of doing that. So I thought that was really beneficial. I'm gonna try that on my next launch that I have coming up very shortly, and we'll see how that kind of works. So I thought that was really a cool thing to share with you guys. All right, so tip number four, this deals with mobile devices and how your listing comes up on mobile and making sure that your listing looks good on cell phones and smartphones and things like that. So I forget the exact statistic that was shared, but almost 50%, I think, of people buying on Amazon are actually buying straight from their mobile device now. And that really, that shocked me essentially. I, in my mind, kind of thought that a lot of people still buy on their desktop or their laptop or whatever, and a lot still do, of course. But over the months and over the years, more and more people are becoming comfortable buying straight from their mobile device on Amazon or other e-commerce sites or what have you. So when was the last time you pulled up your listing on the Amazon app or just straight from Google into Amazon and actually took a look to see how it was being displayed? So if you haven't ever done that, make sure you do it. If you notice any inconsistencies or anything that doesn't look right with formatting, maybe it's just taking a look at the images and see that they're coming out on your mobile phone kind of really jacked up, or just how everything looks in general, if you noticed things that may be causing potential customers to not buy from your listing just because it doesn't look good or what have you, attempt to identify what those issues are and see how you can resolve them. So that maybe means kind of tweaking something internally in Seller Central on the listing, or maybe even having to contact Amazon and just kind of point out that there's an issue with how your product is being displayed on mobile devices. You never know, but you may be losing a lot of potential sales because of the way something looks on the listing on a mobile device. So I thought that was extremely important. I took a look at mine and everything kind of looks good, but I suppose more and more people are shopping on mobile. So just make sure everything is mobile optimized. And if you have like a Shopify site as well, like I do, again, make sure everything looks good for a mobile experience. Okay. So if not, you know, tweak that. So as an example, I sell on a Shopify site as well, and I get a lot of customers coming over from Instagram on their phones. And, you know, again, I have probably the majority of my shoppers coming over looking at my site on Shopify from a cell phone. So I kind of have to take that into consideration of not just thinking that people are buying from a laptop, but also from a cell phone as well, to make sure that the navigation and the experience on mobile is what it needs to be. So that way I don't lose customers because things don't look right or it's just, you know, not formatted correctly. So take a look into that when you get a chance and make sure everything is good there. So the fifth and final tip that I want to share is not solely relying on Amazon as your only traffic source for sales and all that good stuff. Amazon is amazing. Amazon FBA is definitely all you would need right now. I mean, it's plenty of sellers out there making hundreds of thousands of dollars of revenue every month simply and only being on Amazon. And that's totally cool. By all means, if that's your only play right now, you're going to do just fine. But somewhere along the way, as you're building your brand, as you're adding more products, as your skill sets are kind of sharpening and different things that you're doing, you're going to probably become naturally tempted to see if you can take your brand or some of your products and bring them to another e-commerce platform such as Shopify. So I'm not saying you have to do that, but I'm just saying it might be a wise business move for the long-term play, you know, for many years down the road to start building your own channel or your own platform for sales, you know, on maybe it's WordPress or whatever, because that's yours. You own it. Nobody can take that away from you. Once you have those customers coming to your site or your blog or whatever, and they're on your email list and they purchased from you before, they're yours forever. Okay. With Amazon, again, that's somebody else's playground that you're playing on. And although it's a lot of fun right now, and I believe the fun is going to continue for a long time, I think you'd be foolish long term to think that you should only play on Amazon without at least entertaining some other opportunities for building your own e-commerce platforms. If you have no interest in doing that, that's fine. But as a business person and a long-term play, I think you'd at least want to entertain it, okay? So again, don't solely rely and put all your eggs just in the Amazon basket for the long-term. For right now, great. Long-term, think about also branching out. All right, so that about does it, guys. If you have any questions on anything in this podcast episode, anything you're unsure about, make sure you ask or fire away in the Facebook group. If you're not a member of the Facebook group, simply go to privatelabelershow.com/FB and join up in the group. Or if you're on Facebook already, in the search bar, simply type in Amazon FBA Private Label Show, and that should bring you to the Facebook group. So type that in and ask to join up and fire away, say hello to everybody, yada, yada, yada. And also, I've kind of mentioned this a few times. I want to mention it again before I wrap up here and end this. If you haven't yet purchased your UPC codes, make sure you go to easyupc.com and at the checkout, type in PL Show to save 20% off of your UPC code. So see a lot of you guys in the Facebook group saying, hey, you're launching, you know, your first products, a bunch of variations. You're going to need, you know, for each of those variations, you're going to need UPC codes to activate those listings. So you might as well take advantage of the 20% off savings there by going to easyupc.com. Check it out. Hey, if you want to save the money, go ahead. If not, you know, you're more than welcome to find another site to buy your UPC codes at. I always recommend you stick with reputable sites that offer good UPC codes and not the junk garbage ones you may find on eBay. So you've been warned. All right. So thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. And I look to talk to you guys in the next episode. Take care. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to the very end. I really appreciate it. Now, for being such a loyal listener of the show, we are offering you an exclusive discount on Jungle Scout for the Private Labeler Show community. Simply go to junglescout.com/PLS to take advantage today, or simply use the Jungle Scout link on my resources page on privatelabelershow.com. So take advantage of the savings and start finding the perfect product to sell today. Thanks.